You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
It is the 11th of September, yet again another truncated week, considering yesterday was a holiday. People who celebrated, I hope you had a good day of celebration, and people who, for whom it was just a holiday, I hope it was nice and relaxing. And now it's back to the grind, and questions of course remain. Will it be a bullish turn over the course of the week, or will it be a bearish turn? All signs seem to indicate that the bulls may be on the rise, but you will still need some names to bet on, and that is the whole point of this podcast. It's called Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Vinay Rajani of HDFC Securities, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 7 to 11% return in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Let's run through that list of stocks very quickly. Siemens has a buy call, ended trade on Monday at 1,219 rupees. Target we're looking at is 1,300 rupees. Place your stop loss at 1,170, that is 1,170 rupees, for an upside of 7%. United Spirits has a buy call, ended trade on Monday at 617 rupees, 617. Target we're looking at 675, stop loss placed at 588 rupees for an upside of 9%. Rallis India has a buy call as well, ended trade on Monday at 166 rupees 50 paise. Target we're looking at 185 rupees, stop loss 155 rupees for an upside of 11%. For the last 5 consecutive weeks, the Nifty has been consolidating in the weekly closing range of 10,829 to 11,109. Nifty has been taking support around its 100-week EMA and has managed to sustain above that on a weekly basis. At present, a 100-week EMA is placed at 10,787, and unless that is breached, the view is towards the upside in the Nifty. On the upside, 11,181, the higher band of the consolidation, would remain strong resistance for the index. As per the Dow theory, bullish trend reversal gets confirmed when underlying makes higher bottom followed by a higher top. Currently, the higher top is yet to be made in Nifty, which is placed at 11,142. A level above 11,142 would also confirm bullish inverse head and shoulder breakout on the Nifty daily charts. The approximate target in that case would come to 11,600 levels. On the weekly charts ending the 6th of September, the Nifty formed a dragonfly doji kind of pattern, which indicates chances of bullish trend reversal. The Nifty has surpassed the resistance of its 20 DMA, but it's still trading below its 50, 100 and 200 DMA, which indicates a positional downtrend. But oscillators have been showing positive divergence from the oversold zone on the short-term charts, which creates good chances of generating strong trending gain even from these levels. The Nifty Midcap Index, meanwhile, has recently given a breakout from the bullish inverse head and shoulder pattern on the daily charts, while Nifty Small Cap Index is on the verge of developing the same. This indicates that the breadth of the market is improving and likely to get better going forward. The target of the pattern comes 5% higher from current levels of Nifty Midcap Index. The Nifty witnessed negative returns for the last 3 consecutive derivative series. The combined return of June, July and August 2019 derivative series is negative 8.5%. This has happened for the first time after the year 2015, when it fell for 3 consecutive series, followed by a smart recovery in the next series. History suggests that Nifty gives a positive return in the series preceded by 3 back-to-back negative series. Putting this into perspective, the belief at HDFC Securities is that the current September series should end with positive returns. Considering the technical evidences just discussed here, the belief is that the technical setup of Nifty has shifted to bullish trend from bearish. Shorts are advised to be cut at present, and fresh longs can be initiated with a stop loss of 10,787 on a closing basis. Resistances for Nifty are seen at 11,142, 11,181, and then much higher at 11,600 to 11,650. The mid-cap and small-cap stocks should be on the radar for higher trading returns in the short term. Very quickly coming back to those names, Siemens has a buy call. The stock has been forming higher tops and higher bottoms on the daily charts. It has surpassed the last 10 days consolidation range by closing above 1,210 rupees with higher volumes. The stock is placed above its 20, 50, 100 and 200 DMA, which indicates uptrend on all timeframes. Considering this evidence, the recommendation would be to buy the stock of Siemens at current market price for the target of 1,300 rupees and keeping a stop loss below 1,180 rupees on a closing basis. That is Siemens with a buy call. Next up, United Spirits, also with a buy call. After 4 days of running correction, the stock has resumed its primary uptrend. On the weekly charts, the stock price has broken out from the downward sloping trend line, indicating medium-term breakout. Moving average and oscillator setup have been bullish on daily and weekly charts. Considering all of this evidence, the recommendation would be to buy the stock of United Spirits at current market price for the target of 675 rupees, while keeping a stop loss below 588 rupees for an upside of 9%. That's United Spirits with a buy call. And finally, Rallis India with a buy call as well. The stock has broken out from a bullish inverse head and shoulder pattern on the weekly charts, indicating a trend reversal on the medium-term charts. Volume during breakout was very high, which adds strength in the uptrend. The stock has also recently surpassed the crucial resistance of 200 DMA, which is placed at 156 rupees. Considering this evidence, the recommendation would be to buy the stock of Rallis India at current market price for the target of 185 rupees, while keeping a stop loss below 155 rupees on a closing basis. That's Rallis India with a buy call. One last time, that list of top three stocks which could give 7 to 11% return in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Siemens has a buy call, target 1300, stop loss 1170, upside of 7%. United Spirits, also with a buy call, target 675, stop loss 588, upside of 9%. Rallis India, with a buy call, target 185, stop loss 155, for an upside of 11%. Well, that's it. Those were the names you absolutely had to know before making some bets today on the Lal Street. Here's hoping that the stock market gods will smile down upon you. And here's also a promise that I will see you later in the evening to confirm whether or not your fears were fructified or indeed dissolved on an evening walk down the Lal Street. More podcasts will come your way. We'll be talking about GDP numbers, those numbers that you've been hearing about. 5% growth, not good. But is the economy fading and are we seeing more deceleration in this particular quarter, or is there light at the end of this fairly dark tunnel? That will be the Digging Deeper podcast. And of course, as usual, stories of the day, where stories from India and across the world and indeed the universe, whatever you need to know, will be presented in a 20-minute capsule. Until then, you can always write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
And finally, a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, stock analysis, and trading recommendations. You can now subscribe to Money Control Pro for just 289 rupees for a year as part of our independence offer. Use the code FREEDOM, FREEDOM. The offer is valid until the 31st of August for Android and desktop users. You can log on to moneycontrol.com to subscribe.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.